In many small towns across Minnesota, people were not just watching the national coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington or in Minneapolis. They were participating in March for Our Lives locally. There was a march in Grand Rapids on Highway 2 in front of the Old Central School. I met a grandmother that was there to support her grandchildren. She was there because she said, I didn't have to grow up in a world like this. I talked to her granddaughter as well.
I'm Olivia, I'm 14, and I'm here to make sure that my peers and I don't have to fear going to school.
So what's this experience been like? How does this feel today?
Well, it's been cold, but I feel like I'm doing my job as a citizen in the society.
The Itasca County group Indivisible sponsored the event in Grand Rapids.
I counted earlier and got about to 175 and more have come, so probably roughly 200.
Okay.
I didn't think it would be this good. We thought maybe a third of that.
We will occasionally get people that will flip us the middle finger and yell out a few negatives, but overall it's pretty good. This has just been a really enthusiastic, uplifting crowd, and it makes me think that we can make change. It should matter everywhere. Grand Rapids had one of the first school shootings in 1966. One thing I do on my side is I do some genealogy work and I go through the Herald Review archives. Our community has had every single different type of crime incident that any other major city has had. And we can be respectful of guns and hunting and sporting activities and still request common sense reform.
Many of the people I met at the Grand Rapids March for Our Lives were hunters or people who owned guns. They held signs that said things like, proud gun owner, ban the AK-47s. In Ely, the March for Our Lives had about 75 people, though a class of students are in Washington, D.C. and were able to be at the march there. At the Brainerd event, there were about 300 people in attendance, and Duluth reported at least 2,000 people attended the event. One of the younger people involved in Duluth gave us her reason for being there.
I decided to participate in March for Our Lives because I think it is very important to have a safe school environment, and I think to get to a safer school environment, we have to have stricter gun laws.
We put a call out on Facebook to see where there were other events in Minnesota in small towns. Arco, Minnesota has a population of under 70 people. Tom Manili told us more.
Just me and my wife. I had been set to head for the Capitol and march with my brother. And then Mother Nature said, no, you're not leaving Arco today. And so we would not be deterred, and we marched in Arco. I'm a duck hunter, have been a duck hunter my entire life. I have to stifle my magazine so that I can only have 3 shells in a gun that normally holds 5. That is so that I would protect the duck population. I wrote an article to the Star Tribune a couple of years back and said that I demand as much protection as a sitting duck.
Tom Manili, he and his wife Mary marched in Arco west of Wilmer with a population under 70. You can see photos from their march as well as the marches in Grand Rapids, Ely, and Brainerd at our website, kaxc.org. Weigh in, let us know what you think, comments at kaxc.org. Tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday morning show, Student Phonology Reports. I'm Heidi Holton, News and Public Affairs Director for KEXE-KBXE. More news from All Things Considered is next.